Are you kidding me? So true. Yes. Illinois football needing a fourth down stop from the three to beat Southern Illinois. So true. An Illinois coach. An Illinois coach tripping a ref on the sideline after all that's been talked about in the offseason is tripping a ref on the sideline. So true. We said we're going to play all three quarterbacks, and it's a 15-point game. We're like, this is over. We'll put in O'Toole. Yeah, fumble. And SIU scores a touchdown. So true. What? Why do I do this? So anyway, I came down to the stands to look for my buddy event staff. And he's nowhere around just yet, but he's probably got his eye on me. But I wore my credential down here so I could, like, you know, flash him up. What's up, dude? I was like Wayne and Garth in Wayne's World. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't even know what I'm thinking. We needed a fourth down stop from the three to beat SIU at home after leading, comfortably, 42-24? Comfortable lead in the middle of the fourth quarter. And then it comes down to a play from the three. And now since he comes to town, having just destroyed Purdue, and now, I don't know. It's always so weird to, like, you know, you go to Rantoul and August happens and there's positivity and everything's better. And that's just, with Illinois football, there's always that moment. There's always that moment of like, right, that. It happens every year. You know, last year it was in the Western Michigan game. We were comfortably ahead and then they scored. It was until Ashante had that pick six that put the game away. There was that moment of like, we were totally in control. We scored on the fourth play of the game, and now we're punting away. And, you know, that moment of, right. What's always happened for the last 20 years. I don't know how we kick that. I don't know how do you remove that? You know, I know what people say. It's like, hire a top name coach. Well, at this point, you know, we tried to hire Sumlin. And he said no. We offered Butch Davis six times. Butch Davis. Butch Tennessee. I don't care. We hired Tennessee's guy now. You know, the one Mike Thomas had at Cincy. We offered him, what, three times was the report. And then he said no. So, like, okay, say this season goes 2-10 again and you fire Beckman. Who's going to take the job? Who wants this? Beckman has to turn around. Lunt, Bailey, the recruiting class, he has to. We're not going to... We'd have to take a chance on, like, a 30-year-old coordinator. I don't know. I got no thoughts. My mind is jelly because we just reached that point again. We reached that point of... Illinois football stopping an FCS team from the three to get the win. You know, we're humming along. Nate's got 400 passing yards. He looks throwing strikes, everything else. And then this. I don't know how we ever kick it. We ended up giving up 340 passing yards. How are we going to stop anyone in the Big Ten? That's all I got. Coming to you live from the stands. Event staff's got his eye on me, but hasn't said a word. So, a big high five to the changes they made to improve the fan experience. Speaking of improving the fan experience, how about a football team that doesn't trip the refs? Go along.